Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
This is the 24th year of Into Tomorrow, and I'm Dave Graveline, broadcasting this week from Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by IFA Next 2019, cutting-edge technology by startups, grown-ups, and leading industry giants, where consumer tech meets innovation. It's IFA in Berlin, ifa-berlin.com. And by Maven PT by CargoSense, your pet as a traveling social media star. Visit maventracker.com.
Virtual assistants will soon be a big part of our lives, if not already so. We talk about this on the show a lot, especially the last year or so. Well, given their behavior, does it really make sense to give even more sensitive data to the likes of Google and Amazon? We also talk about that on the show a lot. Well, the CEO of Mycroft AI is Joshua Montgomery. Joshua, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really happy to be here.
Glad to have you with us as well. And you have got a very unique smart speaker that addresses those concerns that I mentioned in your intro. And a lot of our listeners lately have called in and say, what do I do? I mean, I've gotten to a point where I just unplug Alexa until I need her, and then I go plug her in. Well, that's not so convenient, but we wonder if folks really have some concerns like that. Is it an issue with their privacy? Should they be worried?
I think people should be really concerned about continuing to concentrate information about their lives in these Silicon Valley companies. You know, if these companies had historically behaved really responsibly and, behaved in the best interest of their users, I think it wouldn't be a concern. But what we're finding is across the board with the Silicon Valley giants, that what they're doing is acquiring massive troves of data, and then they're misusing it. And so at Mycroft, you know, we feel very strongly that your voice assistant should represent you and not some giant company. And
I
so
like
we,
that.
We're shipping something that is open so people can inspect it to make sure there's nothing going on that's nefarious inside of the software. And people do that.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that.
Yes.
And then, unfortunately, they also tend to share it, unbeknownst or otherwise, with others. And that, again, defeats the whole purpose
exactly.
of keeping your data and your information private.
Yes, and so we provide a cloud service where all of the queries that run through us, we keep the data only as long as it's required to answer the query. So if you ask it to play music, we trigger the music skill, and then boom, the data's gone. And then we're working with bigger corporate partners who, for whatever reason, want to deploy a voice assistant in a car or in their own smart speaker or in a set-top box and want to do that under their brand with their wake word and their voice and their user experience. And they can take that data and use it within their company in an appropriate way, or they can use our cloud service, which, of course, is private.
And wow, Joshua, I'm delighted to hear you say that, because we keep hearing a lot about, oh, and our stuff now has Alexa built in, or Google Home is built in. Well, that's wonderful, but then what about these companies that are smart enough to talk to you guys and say, well, we want to have smart speaker capability built in as well, but we don't want to have any issue with folks saying, well, what are you doing with my information?
Yeah.
Ah, we're doing nothing with it because it's your information.
Exactly. And you know, the Russians have a saying, the American, they will sell you the rope with which you intend to hang them, right? And it's true. Like, Americans will sell you the rope with which you intend to hang them. And there's a lot of companies out there that have rushed into this voice experience and built skills for some of these other platforms, where they're passing huge troves of data about their customers and how they use their products to companies that one day will be competitors. You know, Amazon, they sold books, right? Now they're into the insurance game. They're selling space launch services, right? They're the biggest cloud computing platform in the world. You know, Google is building cars and blimps that sail around the world. You know, if you're in business, there's a real possibility that someday you're going to compete against one of the Silicon Valley majors. It's probably a good strategic idea not to give them troves of information about how their customers use your product.
Well, thus enter the Mark II by Mycroft AI, privacy first voice assistant. So obviously that stands out. That makes you guys different than any of these others. And there's a plethora of alleged, I use air quotes, smart speakers that are in fact collecting all of this data. And I don't know so much that we have to be concerned about them listening in. I mean, we have people that understandably say that I just don't want them listening in. Maybe that's a stretch in some cases. They're not listening to our private conversations, I hope. But all this other stuff that you talk about, this trove of data, is yours. Doesn't belong to them. Of course, they like to think that because the product is us.
Yeah.
And that's the mentality.
You're the product. The reason that that smart speaker costs $19 or is on sale for $9.99, despite the fact that the bill of materials is $30, I mean, you have to, and then the services are free. I mean, think about that. Like, the company is not doing that because it's in your best interest.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you look at these, whether it's smart speakers or even thermostats. You know, why does a thermostat need a motion sensor and a light sensor and an illumination sensor and, you know, all of the other sensors that are on some of these smart thermostats? It's certainly not to turn on your heat or your air conditioning. You know, the point of that device is to mine data about how you are using technology, how you are using your home so that they can better understand you to sell you stuff.
Sure.
And at the end of the
day... Oh, my God, especially Amazon. For that matter, Google now to serve you up ads for whatever it is that you might have had the mistaken impression that you could search for and just get some info and be left alone. Oh, no.
Exactly. And you tell Google things that you wouldn't tell your priest, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you run Google searches on things that you wouldn't want your wife to see, you wouldn't want your priest to see, you wouldn't want your psychiatrist to see. And, you know, you're turning all that information over to a company in that case that has in many ways behaved irresponsibly, not only in the United States, but globally. And so, you know, I applaud the innovations that the teams over there have made. I think that they've got great, smart people doing really important things. But at the same time, there's room in this marketplace for, you know, privacy-focused technologies where you are the end user, you are the customer, your data belongs to you. And you don't have to give up your privacy in order to have a great user experience.
Is that why you think some people describe a smart speaker as more of a trap?
I think Albert Langer up at Union Square Ventures, he wrote a whole blog post. He had Admiral Akbar from Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
It's a trap! You know, because as these companies build skills for these other platforms, they really are passing over tons and tons of corporate intelligence to these companies who may use it internally to build a competing product or might sell it to your competitors. And so, you know, we'd love to talk to more of the corporates that are interested in deploying voice in cars, in set-top boxes, in stereos, you know, all of the places you're seeing Alexa, there's really strong reasons for them to deploy our stack, whether they do it with our permission or not. That's one of the beautiful things about being open.
Yeah, open source
is
just that.
And go do what they want to do with it. But, you know, we think that an open stack probably better serves their customers' interests.
And that's got to give you the warm fuzzies, I think, in the long run. It's like we've developed this and we're happy to share this kind of technology because we're helping protect people's privacy.
I think that that's important, but then there's a much broader story here that really underpins the billions and billions and billions of dollars of investment that are going into it. And that's that these voice assistants today, they like play your music and like you get the weather and maybe play a game of Jeopardy. But 5-10 years down the road, these voice assistants will be able to have a conversation about the impact of Nietzschean philosophy on 20th century warfare and have a real opinion, right?
Yeah.
The interaction is going to become so natural that in many cases, you won't be able to tell you're talking to a human or a machine. And Google's already demonstrated some of that with their Google Duplex demo, if you remember seeing that.
Sure.
And that's a very narrow domain. Like, that's like booking an appointment. But there will be much, much broader conversations going on with these technologies. And the question is, when that happens, do you want to talk to an assistant who has access to your calendar, your email, and your text messages, and your phone, and everything else that represents you? Or do you want to just pass all that information off to some random Joe in Silicon Valley and trust that they're going to be responsible for it?
Now, does your open source smart speaker concept provide pretty much everything that our other smart speakers can do and do for us, the Alexas and the Google Homes and all of that? Or is it, as a result of open source, are we missing out on anything that we might otherwise use?
So for the top use cases, we're very, very competitive. So in the top use cases really are like music and calendars and, and weather and news.
Ordering some items that you might want
to
purchase.
Right?
Of course, yeah.
You know, for other things, like we don't own a telecommunications company, so we can't do phone calls through it yet. You know, we eventually will be able to do video chat through the platform. But there's some things, because we don't have this really huge stable of subsidiaries that do like self-driving cars and other things, that today we can't do. But there are a ton of companies in every single one of those segments that are looking for avenues to compete with the Silicon Valley majors. And we're gradually beginning to build partnerships with those companies to provide what really will be a comprehensive product that, that competes head-to-head with the big guys.
Well, kudos to you and your team. You're doing some pretty amazing things, and keep it up. And do we know pricing and availability yet on the Mark II?
Yeah, the Mark II is $189. Today it's available through the website, although we are in talks with some really big retailers that compete with Amazon, so hopefully we'll see it on shelves by the end of the year. And we're beginning the design process now for a much less expensive speaker, which probably will ship next year sometime.
Ah, loving it. You want more info? Visit mycroft.ai. That's mycroft.ai, as in artificial intelligence.
Or Antigua.
Or Antigua, if you want to go there. Absolutely. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us here at the Showstoppers press event in Las Vegas.
Hey, thanks, Dave. It was great.
It's my pleasure. Back with more from Vegas. I'm Dave Graveline, our 24th year kicking off on the air and bringing you further into tomorrow.